Hey, Japan Pod Shorts.
Japan Pod Shorts, number one?
Number three or four, actually.
Sumasen. Hey, well, here we are, Metropolitan Ikebukuro.
Yeah, we're here in Ikebukuro in this park, aren't we?
Yeah, sultry summer night.
Mmm.
All sorts of people here hanging out in the park. We've got in front of me now a very strange statue of a lady holding a bird.
Oh, yeah, and she's got no clothes on.
She's completely naked. Wow. I guess that's why the bird's attracted to her.
And we were just recording a podcast, and the guy next to us asked us if we had any weed, didn't he?
He did.
Do you think we look...
suspicious?
Do we look like druggies?
No.
I know.
You did sell him some.
Sorry. Don't say that. I did not.
Interesting that he didn't ask the Chinese mafia-looking man sitting straight opposite him with the dark sunglasses in the night and the yellow suit drinking a can of imported beer.
He is very strange. He looks really suspicious. Almost as suspicious as the completely drunk girl next to us who just fell over backwards off the pole. She's okay, though.
She's okay, but she is about 12 years old.
She is.
A little bit young for drinking.
I think so.
I'm not sure. Should we move over here a little bit?
Yeah, let's move over. So, yeah, we're here in like this big open square, and there's quite a few groups of people sitting on tarpaulins on ground sheets, drinking.
Pretty much just drinking, aren't they? Hanging out. I mean, it's much cheaper than a restaurant.
Certainly is.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Is it legal to do this in England? Sit outside with beer?
I don't think so. Not in the middle of a city. You'd probably get kicked off pretty quick. But in Japan, it's pretty common, isn't it?
Very common.
Just sit out on the street.
That's nice, especially now in summer. But, Joseph, I think we should probably have a quick dip in this fountain over here to cool off. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that. Right. Let's do that. Okay, George, I don't think we have to go swimming because I think that salary man's going to do it for us.
He got very close, didn't he?
He dipped
one shiny black shoe in.
Actually, oh, he's not a salary man. Oh, he's a school kid.
Goodness me.
Ah, and he's got his girlfriend with him. Yeah.
Nice uniforms.
Yeah, they are. I don't know how they can... I mean, in the summer, wearing those uniforms is all right, but I don't know how they do it in the winter.
You mean the legless... The girls with just bare legs?
Yeah, they're the skirts that only come down to their shoulders. Yeah, you know, that's something I really like, is this kind of contrast where... Like, we think of Japanese people as, or in the cities at least, as kind of running around and working really hard all the time. And yet there is this huge contrast where you get so many people just sitting around, about chilling, smoking.
It's almost a sleepy feeling, this place. It's very, very relaxed. Everyone's just sitting around. Yeah, most people aren't even talking to each other, are they? They're just kind of sitting here almost in a zombie-like state. I mean, luckily they cannot understand English because there's a man 1 meter away from me I just referred to as a zombie, but maybe he can see us at. I think he's listening anyway.
I think he is, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It is really nice though, isn't it? Yeah, Japan in the summer is really communal in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Especially at the urinals, I found.
The urinals?
Yeah, very communal.
Right.
Have you never found that?
No, I don't tend to commune with people so much there. I just do what I need to do.
That must just be me. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Moving along.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave now.
Hey, George, you know, walking around Ikebukuro, there's one thing I'm wondering. Why are there so many owls around here?
Oh, Joseph, it's a Japanese pun. It's a play on words. Yeah, Ikebukuro, Fukuro. I cannot pronounce it correctly, but...
As in bag?
Yeah, it's bag, like a pond bag.
Oh, yeah, that's the Chinese characters, the kanji. Yeah.
But of course, Fukuro, of course, Fukuro...
Of course,
Fukuro also, when pronounced correctly, means owl.
Ah.
Even though the kanji is completely different, some jokester or prankster of a statue maker has put up owls all throughout the city.
That is a great little marketing ploy there, naming the city.
That's my cultural tip for today.
Great, good.
Anything else you want to know about Ikebukuro? Look it up in Google.
All right. Because
that's all I know.
Okay, cool. Well, I think we need to head back to the station now.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Go our separate ways.
Yeah. Time to split up again.
Yep, so I shall see you in a couple of weeks when you get back from China.
See you in 2 weeks. Good luck on Fuji.
Yeah, absolutely. And so listeners, you can check out japanpodshow.com.